It's October 29th, 2001. I'm interviewing Millie Chandler. We're sitting in her sunroom at 2663 Benton Street. Millie, would you please say your name and spell your last name for me, please?
Yes. My name is Millie Chandler, C-H-A-N-D-L-E-R.
All right. Thank you very much.
Yeah.
I have read your biographical information sheet and family history and see that you were born and lived in Lincoln Place all your life. Could you tell me one of your most favorite early childhood memories of living in Lincoln Place?
Yes, the Lincoln Place Community Center. It is not open to the public at this time, I don't believe, but I was born out. I was practically raised there. Miss Prather was our coordinator there, our director, and I was very fond of her.
I see.
They named a school after her in Granite City, Prather Elementary School.
I see. That's where that name comes from.
Yes, ma'am. Hmm. And my fond memories were because I played piano. They had a Sunday school there, and I was the pianist. I played piano there. They had dances there, which I attended regularly. They had sewing classes, played ping pong, outdoor activities on the gym construction up there. And I was there almost all the time.
Wow.
It was a very safe haven for all of our children, the children there.
Were there lots of children that were growing up there?
Yes. Yes, of all ethnic varieties. There were Mexicans, Armenians, I was Macedonian, Hungarians, I was half Hungarian, and just every ethnic group you could mention.
I see. And you all got along just fine?
Beautifully, beautifully. We never had an argument.
That's great. I see you were born in 1926. Is that all right if we put that on tape? Okay.
That's fine. Sure.
And, can you tell me about the neighborhood where you lived in Lincoln Place as a child?
Yes, we knew everyone on the block. It was just like family. As I said, we didn't have to lock our doors at night. Everyone knew everybody and took care of each other. If one of the members were not home, you'd just feel safe to go to anyone's house and they'd wait until your parent did come home.
I see.
It was, I had a couple of relatives, several Totoroffs living on the block. My dad's brother and one that was totally unrelated but had the same last name. I would bake a cake every Saturday and take it to a bakery where he would bake it for us. He was called Chris the Baker. Mm-hmm. And my dad would make stews and meats and take it there on Saturdays. Saturdays was his day he donated for the entire neighborhood.
Is there a reason why you didn't cook in your own home?
Because Chris wanted to help us out. He was a single gentleman, and we didn't want to heat the kitchen. Mostly this was in the summer, I'm referring to, that we would take it to him. Mm-hmm. He baked bread. He gave it all away to everyone. He was a very generous elderly gentleman at that time. Mm-hmm.
Could you tell me a little bit about the house that you grew up in? I mean, today,
yes.
You know, houses are a lot different today, I'm sure, than they were
certainly.
in the 20s and 30s and 40s. Could you just describe that to me?
No bathroom. The most notable thing I remember about it. We had an outdoor bathroom and a little pot, the portable pot. And when I moved into a house that did have a bathroom, I was 18. I thought it was a miracle. We didn't have furnaces, as they're known today. We had coal furnaces, and we had a coal bin. And one of the things come to my mind at that time, when I was quite young, Saddle Oxfords, black and white, were popular, but it was also popular to put coal on the white and rub it in, and new shoes, and my dad simply did not understand that.
Wow.
But when I think of the coal, I think of that part of my life.
Is that right?
Yes.
Yeah. Did you have lots of brothers and sisters?
No. Had two brothers, my brother and I. My brother was 13 months younger than me, and then my mother had one late in life, and he was 17 years younger than me. Mm. I was 17 when he was born.
Oh, wow. That's quite a span.
I treated him just like my own then.
I bet you did.
Yes.
I bet you did. Your dad came from Yugoslavia, is that correct?
Yes, at the age of 15.
Wow. Wow. Did he come to Lincoln Place then?
Yes, he came there and he went to work at Commonwealth. It was General Steel Castings Corporation. But on the side, my dad learned to play the clarinet. Some gentleman was kind enough to teach him, and he then learned to write his own music and had his own band for 40 years called the Rhythm Nighthawks.
Wow.
And he was an excellent trumpet player.
Well, how did your mother and your dad meet, do you know?
They just met at a dance that he was playing at one time, and she came from a Hungarian background. My grandparents on my mother's side were from Hungary.
Mm. So did she live in Lincoln?
No, not at that time. No. She lived behind the mill, they called it, which is behind the hospital back there where the mill is. They had a lot of homes, and they had a beautiful home, which is now torn down, of course, with the steel mill. But they met at a dance and dated, and then they got married. Mm. Had nothing in common, but they got along fine.
That's great. That's wonderful. Were there any issues? You indicated that the people of all ethnic groups, you know, were residents of Lincoln Place and everything. Were there any issues that caused any kind of conflict?
None whatsoever.
None.
I cannot remember one issue. The Mexicans were fantastic. The Hungarians, of course, I knew. Now, I spoke fluent Macedonian. I could not speak American until I went to school. And I had a wonderful teacher that taught me to speak. After school, she would teach me because I just knew the Macedonian language because my dad had so many of his friends. So my mother had to learn the nationality also and was very fluent in the Macedonian language as well as the Hungarian language.
What sort of dishes? I don't know really anything about Macedonians or really much about Hungarians except Hungarian goulash. So,
right,
what are
right.
some of the ethnic dishes that you remember eating as a child?
Oh, quite a few stews. They called them in Sarma. That was a Hungarian dish, and papikash. That was another Hungarian dish. Mom would do that. My dad would cook the Macedonian ones, but mainly a lot of stews. And zelniks, I don't know if you're baklava, if you're familiar
oh, baklava.
With any of those pastries, yes. My mother made all of those.
Wow. What were the grocery stores like?
They were little hometown places. You had no big ones to go to like we do now. It was on the corner. We had a Louis Market, and people would just charge it and pay it. And they would say, put it on the bill in Macedonia, you know, and then at the end of the month, you would pay this. And then we had a milkman. He would come to our door every day and deliver the milk. There were several. They were competitive. But we chose the one on the corner because we were friends with him. But it was very nice. We didn't know any, you know, to have such a wide variety. But we had all of the ethnic types of meats and cheeses that my parents were interested in.
Did you have ice boxes at those times?
We had an old ice box with ice that the ice man delivered, yes.
So there was an ice man that would drive by?
Yes, he would deliver it with the picks and put it in the ice. Yes.
Do you remember when your parents got their first refrigerator?
Yes, I do. It was quite an experience.
Yeah, could you tell
me
about it?
Like a miracle. Well, we just couldn't believe that you plugged it in and stayed cold and you have all that water draining out. It was wonderful.
Yeah.
Yes.
At the center, when all the children would go there and play, what are some of the games that you would play?
Well, I was very athletic. I mostly liked to play on the monkey bars. But we played ball. I'm trying to remember the name, Indian ball. Mm. That was my favorite. But I would get in trouble because my mother wanted me to practice piano because I took piano lessons. And if she could went out the back door, I was out in the front, they'd be calling me to play ball. But that was one of the things. And the ping pong, as I mentioned earlier, I really enjoyed that a lot.
Piano lessons, what kind of lessons did you take? Did you go to somebody's house?
Miss Delaney came to my home and taught me for many years. And something interesting about that, this was during the Depression. We didn't have much money. So she would not charge my mother. My mother knew how to crochet. and she crocheted her a very large tablecloth. And the longer I took lessons, the larger it became. And that's how my mother paid for my piano lessons.
That's great.
And I also played in my dad's band. I played piano for him when I was a little older.
Music must run in the family then.
Yes. And my brother also. Well, yes, speaking of music, my brother became the band director in Granite City for 32 years.
What kind of music do you remember playing?
Liebestraum was fine. And then I also would play every time they had what they called vecherinkas, which is a dance, and they would have all the children. One would play a violin, I would always play the piano, and they would ask me to play on a stage. It's not, it was known as the Hungarian Home, it's now the Mexican Club in Lincoln Place. Mm-hmm. On the stage is where we would have that preceding the regular dance, and they would feature all the children. Mm-hmm. And I was always asked to play the piano, but it was the classical music was what we were taught.
Is that right? Yeah. Is that the kind of music that your dad played in his band, or did they play dance music?
He played dance music, oh yes. He played, he was very popular. He played at picnics, he played at all these dances, he played American music as well as the ethnic, their dances, they call them, where they would have a line dancing, like the leader would have a handkerchief and twirl around. It was quite impressive.
Do you remember traveling outside of Lincoln Place as a child?
Only 5 miles away, and I thought it was in another world.
Is that right?
My vacation was where, I don't know if you're familiar with where Maryville School is right now, Maryville Road. My godmother's parents lived there. They owned all of that property, and now it's sectioned off into Angela and various homes. But they had a farmhouse there, and I would go every year and spend a 2-week vacation. That was my vacation. But as a family, no. We did not travel very often, except one time we did go to a wedding in Indiana.
What kind, did you have a car?
Well, one that didn't run all the time, but we had a car. My dad had a Ford of some kind, I believe it was.
Okay. Did your mother work outside the home?
2 weeks, that was it. She decided she'd stay home. No, she did not work outside of the home, but Mom loved to be in all kind of sewing circles, and she didn't like to stay home in the afternoon too much. But I mean, she was a good mother, don't get me wrong, but she was very friendly and active, and to her dying day she belonged to 5 or 6 organizations. She enjoyed being with people.
That's great. How do you remember celebrating holidays?
Oh my. We had quite a few. Being Macedonian, our Christmas and New Year's was 2 weeks after the American Christmas and New Year's. Therefore, we would celebrate two. We'd have one Christmas, 2 weeks later, we'd have another Christmas.
Did you get presents both times?
No, not really. But the celebration where people would come and go, and then we also had name days. For instance, my dad was named James, so on James' name day, it would be an open house, and all of the James in Lincoln Place, people would go from one home to another, like an open house, mm-hmm. and we would serve them. And that was a big occasion.
Wow.
Quite a few people.
Now, did your grandparents live around as well?
No, I never did meet or know my dad's grandparents. He left Yugoslavia when he was 15. I never did know them at all. I didn't see them or know anything about them. But my mother's grandparents, as I mentioned, lived in behind the mill in one part of Grand City there. And I only got to see them once a week. We would walk there from Lincoln Place to behind the mill there, and it was cold. And we'd just go once a year. Then later on, when they were older, my two aunts that had lived with them moved to Iowa Street nearby here, and they put them in a smaller home behind them, and until they died.
I see.
So I just went once a week.
All right. So at the holidays, did they like come over and celebrate the holidays with you?
My grandma and grandpa never left the home.
They never?
No. They were very domesticated.
Okay. How about Sundays? Did you a holy day? How did you observe the Sabbath?
Actually, my dad was not a big churchgoer, and I was from one Sunday school to another. I just attended with my friends, but we would always take a drive. When our car was running, my dad would put my brother and me in the back seat, and we'd get a nickel's worth of candy, which was a lot. We'd each have a nickel and play with it, and we would go to various farms and visit. My father had quite a few friends, and we would go visiting on Sunday.
So it would be around the Granite City area pretty
much? Yes, and sometimes Highland. My mother had 8 sisters, and a few of them lived not too close, but we would visit several of them.
Okay. Can you tell me, when was it, or maybe, did you ever notice that Lincoln Place was a little different than the other neighborhoods in Granite
Yes.
City?
I felt very bad sometimes. I felt the teachers looked down on us. I do not feel that way now, but as a child, I did feel less than important than the others, and as a result, I was very shy. I could talk one-on-one, but not in public.
Did you go to a school with children from other parts of the town?
Yes, and like I said, I felt like they dressed better, and which probably wasn't true, but I felt like I just wasn't equal to them.
Were the children mean to you? Some people say that children are mean, but
a few were.
Yeah.
They kind of ignored us, I felt. But I will say this, all of the children from Lincoln Place, with a few exceptions, became very successful in life. And we were so proud of them. I'm sure you've heard of Andy Phillip.
Right.
He lived down the street from me. I used to play tag with him.
Right.
And he was wonderful. And quite a few of the others that are still living. And some, you know, like I said, my brother became a successful band director. We were always proud of our parents. My dad spoke fluent English. When he became a citizen, a naturalized citizen, we celebrated, had a great big party, and he was very proud of being a citizen. He taught us to be proud to be Americans. I'll never forget, if I would tell him I wanted to see a movie, if I told him my teacher wanted me to see it, he'd say, go. And so he taught us to respect our teachers, our elders, so we had a good background, I believe.
That's great. Now, what was the movie theater like in? Was it like downtown?
It was Washington Theater, it was called at that time. It was nice. It was big, and it was very nice. Then they had a second one, a Rialto it was called, no longer in existence. Well, neither one are no longer in existence, of course. But they were nice. They were 10 cents at that time, and we thought it was a privilege to go because we were so poor at that time.
How did you get there?
Walked. There was a streetcar service available, but we had to walk practically a mile to get to the streetcar. But I belonged to a bowling league in Madison, a nearby city, mm-hmm. and I would catch the streetcar with my friends, and we'd go bowl and then come back on and walk the rest of the way. So walking was very routine.
What were some of the styles like?
I was not allowed to wear shorts. I could tell you that. My dad was from the old country and did not want me to wear shorts. So as a young girl, I liked to wear overalls and jeans. I was brought up with those. I liked to wear short dresses, but he didn't like that. So my dresses were a little bit longer. But I liked the skirts to be, they were pleated at that time. And pretty much, I think the cycle runs that way, that I always liked long tops with short skirts. And I remember my girlfriend and I, we each had a blue and white check dress. And every Friday night, we would put that same dress on, not realizing we'd probably make a fool of ourselves. But we would go dancing on top of the pavilion at the Wilson Park. We would walk there and have a real good time and walk home.
From Lincoln Park, you would walk all the way?
From the park all the way down to Lincoln Place, yes.
But
we thought we were really something with those dresses that matched.
Let's see. Did you we talked about some of the Macedonian food and the Hungarian food. Did you share different dishes with neighbors of different ethnicities?
For instance, the Mexicans, they had the spicy food, which I loved, spicy foods. And I had friends, and one of my best friends was an Armenian girl. And then I learned they have very similar foods as the Macedonians, highly seasoned. In fact, when I first got married, I married a boy from Georgia, and he had to go to the doctor because my food was so spicy, and the doctor told him he had to not try to keep up with me because my stomach was cast iron and his wasn't.
Oh, that's funny. Where did you meet your husband?
I worked at the depot and he was in the service. And I was standing by a jukebox in the commissary one time and he came to talk to me and I wouldn't talk to him. So that night I was in Bowling Green. I was going to walk home and some girl said, I'll take you home, but first I want to stop at the depot. I'm in charge of the band there at the dance. I said, okay, so I stood there and here he comes up and asked me to dance. And she said, go ahead, I'm busy. I looked at my friend. And so we danced and then he asked me to stay and I only lived 3 blocks away from the depot. So I called my mother and asked her for Zard if I stayed. And that's how we met.
Was the depot always there? As long as you can remember?
No. It was built, I can't quite remember the year, but it was not always there. It became very popular with the war.
Yeah.
In 44 around.
Yeah. How did the coming of the depot change the neighborhood?
Oh, quite a bit.
Quite a bit. Could you elaborate on that?
Well, some of the older people were a little apprehensive of the soldiers being around, you know, from different areas. They didn't trust them more or less, you know. But the city of Granite City grew as a result.
Sure.
And it thrived. I think economically it was much better. I think it was a better place after the depot. In fact, when I graduated from high school, I went to work there. And I worked for 4 years at the depot.
Were there a lot of girls from Lincoln Place that
yes.
worked at the depot?
Yes, quite a few worked there.
Yeah. Did any of the soldiers from the depot live, you know, rent any, you know, apartments or
yes.
anything?
As a matter of fact, my mother rented the upstairs. We had an upstairs in our home on Maple Street, and she rented to a soldier and his wife. His wife was from Germany, and we became very good friends. Yes, so they did take advantage of the rooms that were available.
I see. What kind of a job did your dad do at the mill?
He became a foreman.
A foreman?
Yes. He was very successful. He retired when he was 65. And 6 months later, he had a stroke and lost his leg. So he didn't get to enjoy his retirement, but in addition to being a foreman for all those years, he had his own band, as I mentioned.
Right.
So
he kept pretty busy.
Very busy, yes.
Did his band play after he retired?
No. In fact, he had to quit a little bit before he retired because his lips were getting bad. And he was starting to feel bad, but up until the end, he played very well.
Okay. You said your mother belonged to lots of organizations
yes.
and clubs and stuff. Could you tell me about some of those?
Well, yes. Ladies Bulgarian Macedonian clubs where they would meet and socialize and have bingos. She belonged to ARP, and then she belonged to the Park District. I'm trying to remember all of these. SIU, she went there quite a bit because they did have bus service available. Thomas Mortuary sent them different places. Well, there were several Macedonian organizations. Then the church group, she had that also. I believe everything that was available, Mother signed up for.
She signed up for it.
Yes, she did.
Okay, was that true? Do you think of most of the women that lived in Lincoln Place? Did a lot of them do the
no.
social organizations?
No. Mother was an exception. quite a few of them were homebodies. Mother was not. Okay. She just enjoyed being with people.
She sounds like a really interesting lady, actually.
She was. She passed away 3 years ago, but she was 94. She was very active and did have several with her, but mostly in the church groups. They were good friends.
When did your family move from Lincoln Place? When did your parents move from that?
I'm trying to remember now, just a moment. 1960, I believe.
Why did they decide to leave the neighborhood?
My dad wasn't feeling well, and my brother Dan talked them into moving into a beautiful home where he could help take care of it. Mm-hmm. There.
Okay.
And I was still in Lincoln Place then. We moved after that.
So you and your husband, after you married, you did live there as well?
Yes, and he didn't want to leave. He loved it.
Really?
Yes.
What did he like about it?
He liked the quiet, not so many people. He came from a very small town in Georgia, and he liked the small group that were like family. He knew everybody, and he felt very much at home there.
We haven't said anything. Did the people in the community, did they garden?
Oh, yes.
Gardens?
Oh, yes. I did, too.
Yeah?
I had a big garden. My dad was great with his garden.
Really?
And one year I planted everything, and he taught me how to do it. He was very proud that we could garden. And my grandma spoke of in the Hungarian grandma. Oh, she had a great big garden. She was less than 5 feet tall, and she could garden beautifully. Yes, she raised everything. In fact, the answer would be almost everyone did.
And
they canned. We canned tomatoes in the summer. We did all of this for the winter.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, and that's how we survived.
Okay, so did most of your produce then came out of your garden, so there wasn't a lot of produce in the market, I would assume.
Well, I'll tell you something interesting. They had a produce truck drive by every day. In fact, we knew the gentleman very well, and he would go to the early market, and he would drive down the streets, and he would have all of his potatoes and carrots and everything, what someone would need every day, and they would know about the time he'd be there. So they didn't have to go to the grocery store if they didn't have it in the garden. That's how they bought their produce.
So the habits were a little different in that, did you like not stock up and buy a week's worth of groceries or a month's worth of groceries at a time?
Maybe we couldn't. Now we have freezers.
Right.
Of course, that was unheard of in those days.
Right. So you almost did it on a day-by-day basis, sort of.
Yes.
How about livestock? Did people raise chickens or a cow or whatever to butcher? Okay, we just paused for a few minutes, and I don't even remember what we were talking about, so we'll move on to something else. But we had talked about coffee while we were breaking.
Exactly.
So let me ask you, if you didn't drink coffee until you were married, was coffee a beverage that your family drank and you just didn't, or did Macedonians and Hungarians not drink coffee?
They had the coffee that was so thick and I'm trying to remember what they called it, just like you would tell your fortune from it, you know, the little coffee cups. And it was too strong. I never developed a taste for it. I drank milk. I never did drink any liquor in my whole life. I just never acquired a taste for it.
Okay.
So I guess it was just the milk I would drink. And soda, of course.
Yeah. 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 Soda came in bottles, glass bottles at that time?
At that time, yes. The old Coke bottle, no cans. Exactly. You're stirring up my memories here.
I remember that. We talked about what your dad did, but do you remember what other men in the neighborhood, what sort of occupations did they have?
So quite a few worked at the General Steel Mill. My dad was fortunate to be a foreman. They weren't. They worked in different areas. They called them by their departments what the trade was. Most of them worked in the factories, they would call them then.
Okay.
Yes.
And the women that worked, were there many women that worked outside the home, or most women?
I don't remember any of them, actually. They were housewives.
Really?
Every one of them. Mother was, with the exception of the 2 weeks, I don't believe anyone even tried that.
So the women generally spent their time taking care of the home, doing the laundry, that sort of thing?
It was really unheard of. I wanted to attend college, and my dad said, girls don't have to go to school. You're going to be a housewife. That was their train of thought. Every one of them. You'll have to remember, they were all from Europe. So they were very old-fashioned.
Did all the students, all the kids in Granite City pretty much go to the same high school?
Yes, there was only one high school.
And how did
the
you get there?
The same one now.
The same one that's here now?
Walked. 5 miles.
Do you remember any teachers that were particularly kind to you, or that you liked, or that you disliked and you want to talk about? Is there anybody that stands out?
There was one teacher that I felt didn't like us from Lincoln Place. The minute she found out we were from Lincoln Place, Miss Blackburn, she was a speech teacher. And I was so shy anyway, and trying to speak, you know, it was oral speech, oral communications, I believe it was called. And I couldn't do my best because I felt so inferior. Then there was, I did excel in typing, because I played the piano, so I was well liked by my typing teacher because I did great in that, and she liked me, Miss Hackenbaum.
Did you participate in extracurricular activities or anything?
No, I wasn't allowed to. I was in Job's Daughters on the side, but nothing from the high school. I only attended one football game in my high school years. My dad wouldn't let me go.
And was there a reason for that?
He just didn't think I needed to go. And my brother that I spoke of was in the band, so he played in the band, and he would see that he got there, but he said I could stay at home, and so I didn't get to go.
Did you have to help your mom around the house with chores?
With everything.
With everything.
Yes.
Okay. What sort of things do you remember about helping your mom around the house?
The canning, mainly. And then when my brother was born, I was a built-in babysitter. But I loved him. I didn't mind that at all.
Sure.
Washing the clothes. In those days, of course, there was nothing automatic. You had to put it through the wringer and rinse it and put it through the wringer and hang them up to dry, making them very stiff for the ironing. So I was in charge of that.
Did you have a laundry room?
No. We had a basement, and it wasn't wonderful to go in the basement. It was dark and dreary. We didn't like it too much down there.
Did you have a routine with your family where, like, Monday was wash day and Tuesday was ironing day?
Yes. Monday was wash day, exactly. Tuesday was ironing day, yes. And Friday was always cleaning day and beans day. Our fish. My mother was not a devout Catholic, but she followed the trend in the cooking.
Okay.
So we rather knew what we were going to eat and what jobs we were going to do.
Did you go out for dinner very often?
Never.
When you later got married and lived in Lincoln Place, then did you go out more?
Never.
No?
No, because we had children and we just stayed home with them.
What did you do for entertainment?
Company, had people over, we played games together and board games, and just enjoyed talking and baking and swapping recipes, and that was our entertainment.
Was
with the children, yeah.
Was radio big in those?
Oh,
in
yes,
that time?
Yes, I enjoyed the radio quite a bit.
Did just about everybody have a radio?
Yes, I'll never forget the first time I saw television. It's like a miracle. The neighbors across the street called us over to see it. Milton Berle was on. I'll never forget. And it was like being in a big movie house, only in a little room. And I wanted one very badly, but we couldn't afford it at the time.
Did you get a TV before you left home?
Well, this was after I was married.
That was after you were married?
Yes, ma'am. Oh, no, we didn't have much money at all when I was growing up.
Okay. Why don't you tell me about your wedding? Did you do that in a church and have a big wedding like we have today?
Yes,
yeah.
We did. We were married in the Orthodox Church on the edge of Madison and Granite. And my husband, being from Georgia, wasn't too familiar with the ceremony. He was of a different faith, but my dad did ask if we'd be married in the church, so we were. The priest was very shaky. He had to clasp the wine cup with two hands. He was spilling it. My husband had and I had to wear crowns, and we walked around. I was totally unfamiliar with the procedure also. But our picture showed his confused look on his face. But it was a nice ceremony. We had a nice reception after that.
Yes. What were the receptions like?
My mom had everybody cook everything, and we did not have a wedding dance. My dad didn't want that, where they would get the money. He would play at them, but he didn't want it for me. He said he didn't want to ask for money. But we did have a lot of people attend and had a great big feast.
Was the reception at your home or at a hall or at the church?
At a hall. My mother knew someone who was at their home.
Did you have chores outside in the yard in the summer? Like, did you take care of lawns and have flowers and all of that?
Oh, yes. Mother had roses all the time.
Yeah.
And when the leaves were falling, it was my brother's job and my job to collect the leaves. But in those days, we could burn them. But then when we lit the fire, I would get sick. I couldn't. So my brother had to stay there with that part of it. However, there were quite a few jobs, yes. We helped around the house quite a bit.
Okay. Tell me about your best friend.
I had several. Jen was my best friend. She went off to go to a nursing, to become a nurse, which I wanted to do, but my dad said, no, I just didn't help my mother raise my little brother. So I didn't get to go there, but we bowled together, went to dance. She was my friend that we had the look-alike dresses. We still laugh about that. Then I had another one, the Armenian girlfriend. She became a Spanish teacher. I had a lot of friends.
Did most of your friends go to college?
No. Charlotte did, the one that became a Spanish teacher, and Jen went to become a nurse. No, in those days they really didn't. The girls were not encouraged to attend college.
Did the boys go to college?
Yes. My dad insisted my brothers both go. They got the car, the bicycles. I could get nothing. But I did not resent it. I just didn't expect anything.
Yeah. When did you learn to drive?
When I was 28 and my husband taught me. But he was not a good instructor. And I wasn't too happy with his instructions. But I tried to teach my mother later, and my dad got very upset with me when I tried to teach her. She was a real challenge.
Did she learn to drive?
Not very well. Mother never let her hands go with the wheel. She would turn and turn until she couldn't turn anymore. But I'll never forget one day, this is humorous, my dad, of course, had one leg off, and he was wheelchair bound. And he called me one day and said he was going to get a divorce from my mother. He said she told me she was going to shake a rug, and I saw her driving the car around the block. So I had to come there and go to his home and talk to him and tell her not to lie to him anymore. She said, well, he didn't want me to go, so I just got in the car and told him I was going to shake some rugs out.
That is funny.
But it was a good thing I learned how to drive, because when I did go to work then, I waited 14 years to go to work until my children were all in school, and then I decided to get a job.
So you waited until you were an adult to decide to get a job?
Yes. When I had my three children were from 4 to 11.
Okay. Did most of your neighbors have cars?
In my early years, mm-hmm. as a child in mm-hmm. Lincoln Place? Not too many. And they were not good cars. They were very old, Model T Fords. Some of them did, but no. I would say the majority did not.
At the community center where you learned to sew, mm-hmm. Can you tell me about what sorts of things would you sew?
We made pillowcases. We would embroidery. Now, I never did like to crochet. My mother wanted me to crochet and I wanted to play ball, so I never did get to be a good crocheter. But I did embroidery a lot. I made doilies. In those days, you would put doilies on all your furniture. That was very popular in those days. I made a lot of those and runners and aprons. We would stamp the pattern on the apron and then embroidery them. I remember making quite a few different items like that.
Okay. What did the boys do at the community center?
They did woodwork. They had a place there that they would teach them. They constructed very well.
Did they let the boys and girls mix, I mean, play things, play games together, or did they keep them?
We did, of course, yeah. And the weekly dances, we danced, yes. We became real good friends, mostly.
What sort of dances did you do? What was popular?
Jitterbug. My husband was good.
Was he?
Yes, much better than I was. He won some contests in Georgia. He was very good. Some of the boys wouldn't dance, they felt embarrassed. But the others in the bands, we would have local bands, and I remember I was dating a boy that was in the band, so I'd stand around, he didn't want me to dance one time. That didn't last long. But I can't remember too much else about it.
Was there a fee to get in?
No, it was all free.
All free. Mm-hmm. So the band didn't get played?
No, they just wanted to be noticed.
Okay.
No, I never paid for anything at the community center. It was great. I have many fond memories. In fact, I was there for the first time in all those years when we went to this meeting where I first heard about your project.
Mm-hmm.
It was so nice.
We did get to go in and see it.
Did you?
Is a nice facility.
Yes.
Yeah.
I imagined it to be so big and when I was younger, and it appeared very small to me when I went in there the other day. Oh my goodness.
When did you notice that the character of Lincoln Place changing?
Shortly after I got married, the ethnic group, they were moving out, and the other people were moving in, not of the ethnic background. And it seemed to be different at that time then, gradually. That's why I didn't mind leaving, because most of my friends were leaving the area, so I didn't mind leaving.
And about what year was that? I mean, generally.
60, 61, something
nearly
like that.
60,
yeah.
Yeah.
Started quite a bit a while ago.
Did you take your children back there? And
my husband would drive there every week. He missed it so much. Now, they didn't miss it. They liked it being there, and they had friends there, but they adapted quite well to their new neighborhood.
Yeah.
They were in a nice, quiet neighborhood in Granite City, and they enjoyed it. So they didn't miss it that much, I would say.
Yeah. We're gonna jump way back. You would have been just probably really young, but do you remember how the families during the Depression, like after the big stock market crash, and then during the Depression, how did families
exist?
Yeah.
Well, they had the WPA. My dad was a member of the band then. I do remember that, and he was paid $80 a month to perform in the band. Along that line, he would play in East St. Louis. And he took my mom and my brother and I, and we saw Eleanor Roosevelt at a band concert outdoors. Now, along the line of food, I remember to this day, similar to Carol syrup, that they would put in cans, and that was given, I guess, like a welfare. And we had to resort to that. And we had a lot of bread with that on it for a while. And as I said, we'd go to these nearby grocery stores and put it on the bill until you could pay for it. And then my dad would slaughter pigs and would have that, but he had to give it to everybody because you had to consume it right away. There was no safe way. He'd make a lot of sausage, and we would share it with the neighborhood. They would all pitch in. And he did that in the backyard. I hear the big squealing and everything. I remember that. He went hunting. He was an avid hunter. And we would have that meat shared with the neighbors because you couldn't preserve it for a long length of time.
So you just shared with neighbors and stuff?
Right. That's how we got by. We made a lot of beans.
Was there a lot of political activism in the neighborhood?
No, I don't recall any.
No.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
As I said, my dad was so happy to be a citizen that I don't think he cared for politics at that time at all.
Okay.
My mother was a diehard Democrat, though, I do remember that.
Of all the ethnic groups that we've talked about, I noticed that there aren't any Afro-Americans that lived in the community.
None. Absolutely none.
Now, is that true?
Not only in our community in Granite City at that time. I can't recall when it started that they did come into our area. For no reason at all, we don't know why, but there were no blacks. Nothing.
So there wasn't anything done to discourage them?
No, it just didn't happen. My understanding many years later was the fact that the realtors would not sell to a black family. And then I think the government stepped in and made that impossible to impose. But I'm not for sure about that part of it. I worked with them at the depot and I liked them. I had no racist about me, nothing. My dad, he had